The Rabbit's Judgment. Long ago, humans could understand when animals and plants spoke. One day, a tiger stalked through the forest, looking for a meal. In his focus on hunting, he didn't look where he was walking, and he fell into a deep pit. Try as he might, the poor tiger couldn't get out. He called and called for help, but no one came. The tiger scrabbled at the pit's walls all night and into the morning. He had no luck until a man came upon the sad tiger. "Help!" Tiger cried to the man. "I don't think so," the man said. "Please, I will be indebted to you as long as I live." "I sympathize with your plight, Tiger, but I'm afraid that you'll eat me once you get out. I don't want to be eaten." The man turned around and started to walk away. "Please stop," Tiger begged. "I promise I will be forever grateful and won't eat you. Not even a bite." The tiger sounded so sincere that the man decided to help him. He placed a fallen branch into the pit for the tiger to climb up. Tiger climbed up quickly and then promptly lunged at the man. "Tiger, you promised," the man said. "I just saved your life. It's not fair. What about some gratitude?" "I haven't eaten in 2 days," the tiger said. "I'd say anything to get out. I'm starving." "Wait, let's ask the pine tree if it's fair for you to eat me." "Fine," Tiger agreed. They explained the situation to the pine tree. "Fair? Gratitude?" The tree laughed at the man. "Humans know little of fairness. You cut down trees for all your needs. Is that fair? Where is your gratitude for all that trees do for you?" "I say eat him." The tiger licked his lips. "Wait, ask the ox." "The tree doesn't like humans," the man cried. "Fine," the tiger growled. The man explained the situation to the ox. "Fairness," ox asked. "Oxen work hard for humans from the moment we are born. We carry your heavy burdens, and as thanks, sometimes you eat us." "Eat him, tiger. That is fair." The tiger licked his lips. "The rabbit," the man pleaded. "The rabbit will know." "This is the last time," the tiger said. "My tummy is grumbling." They turned to the rabbit and explained the situation. "If I'm going to be fair, I need to see the situation," rabbit said. The tiger and the man led the rabbit to the pit. The tiger jumped in. The man stood where he was when he saw the tiger. "Something isn't right," rabbit said, stroking his ear the way a wise man would stroke his beard. "Was this branch always there?" "No," the man said, moving the branch out of the way. "Okay, I see," the rabbit said. "Tiger, you were trapped in the pit and unable to get out. Man, you were kind to help, Tiger, which led to this problem. With you in your original places, it is like the problem never existed." "What?" Tiger said. "Makes no sense." "Tiger, if the man had not shown you kindness, you would have starved in the pit. As thanks, you are going to eat him? Nobody, not even a man, should be punished for kindness and compassion. Therefore, I judge that the man goes on his way, and you stay in the pit. Problem solved." And with that, the rabbit hopped off. Tiger realized that Rabbit was right. "I'm sorry," Tiger sighed. "I won't eat you if you let me out." The man was also thinking, "I should let you out. The tree and the ox were right. We treat plants and animals so unfairly. We can be better. I'll start by helping you." And so the man helped the tiger out. Both learned their lessons about being fair and went on to be kinder to those around them.